anybody travel either horseback or buggy.
Oh my goodness. And this is in 1910?
1916. Yeah.
And you were 6 or 7 when you came here?
Mm, I think about 6. I can't remember. I'd have to add it up, I guess.
Tell me again, so I can have it on tape, your name and where you were born and the date of your birth.
Well, I'm George. I was born in Sidney, Nebraska, August
12, 1909. Okay. And you've lived here most of your life?
Yes.
And what city and county are we in?
Grand County and town of Kremling, the city. They try to act like.
All right. Tell me some of your first memories of Kremling.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, we never come to town very often after we get out to the ranch. 9 miles out to what is Tommy Hill's place now, on the Gore Pass.
Just this one thing. Go ahead.
There's about 8 miles, I think, out there. Because that road takes off 46-mile post out there and then goes toward Tipponas. And the old cabin house that we lived in, part of that's still there, but the rest of it's all new. Everything's been changed. We got that rock house built after we left there. Well, you'd have to ask me more questions because...
Okay, I will. So your family moved here just to ranch?
Mm-hmm.
And how much land did you have?
Oh, I never did exactly know what land was, but I think it was 2 original homesteads, and then there's 4 BLM, it's public domain, and you could run cattle on that, and you had to pay to run on the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was very little pasture went with any of those places. It was all just turned out on the public domain in those days. And of course, went to the forest in the summer then. And we put up enough hay to hold over about 9 months of the year for 3 months that they grazed. Well, just like now, they're just barely able to turn out now, and the grass isn't very good. And then they bring them in November, and sometimes they have to start feeding them in the middle of November. So those meadows have got to take most of the abuse.
Yeah. So have you been ranching most of your life?
Except when Uncle Sam had me.
How long were you in the service?
A little over 3 years.
Were you in one of the wars?
World War II.
Did you go overseas then?
In Africa a while and then Italy about 3 years.
Wow. That must have been really interesting.
No, I didn't like it.
What's Africa like?
We were just right on the edge of the Mediterranean and we couldn't see a heck of a lot. And sand there mostly, those Arabs.
Was it pretty hot?
We got there kind of in, I think it's September or something like that, and then we left in March or something, I can't remember, went to Italy. So it was kind of cold there, I thought. With all those Arabs, they could run around barefooted, but I'd freeze to death.